We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 14, titled Pregnancy of Diti in the Evening, text number 16. Translation. O hero of Vidura, Diti, being thus afflicted by the contamination of lust and therefore poor and talkative, was pacified by the son of Marichi in suitable words. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. When a man or woman is afflicted by the lust of sex desire, it is to be understood as sinful contamination. Kashyapa was engaged in his spiritual activities, but he did not have sufficient strength to refuse his wife who was thus afflicted. He could have refused her with strong words expressing impossibility, but he was not as spiritually strong as Vidura. Vidura is addressed here as a hero because no one is stronger in self-control than a devotee of the Lord. It appears that Kashyapa was already inclined to have sexual enjoyment with his wife, and because he was not a strong man, he tried to dissuade her only with pacifying words. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshuran meditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamahyam dadati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajadam Sahagana Raghunadhanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Kila Bandho Jagat Pade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyacha Kripasindubhyevacha Palitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhudair Mahadhir, Yaima Puro Vibhu, Nurmaya Shete, Yadamusha Purusha, Bhunte Gunan Shor, Dasha Shor, Dashatmaka, Solan Krishishta Bhagavan, Vacham Sime. Hare Krishna. So here, the conversation between Diti and Kashyapa is going on. So Kashyapa is able to respond to the persuasion and the persuading words of Diti. Here we can see that the first sentence in the purport says, when a man or a woman is afflicted by the lust of sex desire, it is to be understood as sinful contamination. As we know, lusty desire is the most powerful enemy of the living entities. As Bhagavad Gita says, Kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samudbhava. Mahashino Mahapatma Videhame Vairina. It is the Vairi, it is the enemy of all the living entities. And what is the source of it? How this strong desire come to the living entities? Ultimately, we know everything is coming from Krishna. And specifically, when we try to see this particular desire, as Bhagavad Gita says, we are here in this material world because of envy to Krishna. Ichha dvesha samudhena dvanta mohena bharata. So ichha and dvesha, these are the two feelings which are the two sides of the same coin. One is dvesha. One doesn't want to see Krishna as the enjoyer. So that is dvesha. That is part of the envy. And the icha, that who wants to be the enjoyer? I want to be the enjoyer. So a living entity wants to be the enjoyer and he doesn't want to see Krishna as the enjoyer. So that is the root of this desire. So when this envy comes to the heart of the living entity, he is already in the material world. And how one can enjoy in this material world? That is by the sex desire. That is the deepest aspect of material enjoyment. So that's how the original love for Krishna, when it is transformed to lust, then we have the sinful contamination. And ultimately, where is it coming from? It has to come from Krishna only. Janmadhyasyataha. Everything finds its source as Krishna. So even the lusty desire, even the sex desire comes from Krishna. So Krishna is the source of sex desire. So how it is possible? Krishna, being the supreme source, he also wants to be attracted by the feminine energy. It is mentioned in this regard, especially regarding the sex desire, in the purport to 331-38, Kapiladev's instructions. Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna has the same desire. He wants to be captivated by the feminine energy. And can he be captivated by material energy? It is impossible. So he has his own energy. So that is Srimati Radharani. So we had the beautiful celebration of Radhashtami, where Radha and Krishna were so beautifully decorated, dressed in flower dress. So every year we can see the dresses are getting better and better. This time, if a new person comes and sees the Lord, they won't find it as a flower dress. They will see it's a normal dress because it is so perfect, so nicely arranged. So we had to really closely see, okay, these are flower petals. So this is how to worship Radha and Krishna. So it is mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahabhava Swarupa Shri Radha Thakurani Sarva Guna Khani Krishna Kanta Shiromani. So Krishna is completely captivated by Srimati Radharani. How? Because she is having all the good qualities. Sarva Guna Khani. What is the meaning of Ghani? Khani means the mind. So Sarva Guna Khani means all the good qualities are finding its source in Srimati Radharani in service to Krishna. So she is Krishna Kanta. So she is the beloved of Krishna and Shiromani. And she is the crest jewel of all the maid servants of Krishna. So this is the position of Srimati Radharani. So Krishna has his energy to be captivated. So he doesn't have to do anything with the material energy. He has his own energy. So it is mentioned, he is the Krishna's energy and she is the Kridara Sahaya. Kridara Sahaya means to enjoy in the playful pastimes. Srimati Radharani accompanies Krishna. So this is the pure feminine potency and the real enjoyer. So this is the spiritual world. Now when it is contaminated, it becomes the perverted sex attraction. So Kapiladev mentions in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in a very interesting way. He says, there are many different kinds of attractions. There are different possibilities of different attachments and captivations. But for a man, nothing is as complete as attraction to the opposite sex or to a person who is attached to the opposite sex. So we can see in the material world, we can get attracted to so many different things. And we do get attracted to so many different things. But nothing is as complete as attraction to the opposite sex. See, so this is so captivating. Because this is exactly the perverted reflection of the highest enjoyment potency of the Supreme Lord, which is the Adiras. It is the Madhiriras, the conjugal relationship between Krishna and his devotees. It is considered the base of all the attractions. So it is said, adyo eva parorasaha. The highest rasa is the adiras, or the conjugal attraction. So when it is perverted, when it comes to the material world, when the living entity wants to enjoy, that becomes the highest cause of bondage. So it's exactly opposite, diametrically opposite. One is the highest enjoyment, and all other rasas becomes a subset of the adiras. If we consider dasya, sakya, or vatsalya, they are nothing but subset of madhuriras. So the highest rasa, when it transported to the material world, it becomes the deepest cause of bondage. So that's why Kabirdev says, okay, this is the most captivating thing in this material world. So it is very easy for our mind to go into these kind of things. That's why here we can see Kashyapa, even though he was engaged in the spiritual activities, he got completely captivated by the persuasion of his wife, even though he knew it was not in the right time. The activity in itself is not wrong. One can procreate, but it was in a completely inappropriate time. And he knew that would cause harm to the entire world. But he got succumbed to the request of his wife. So this is the most captivating thing in this material world. Now, if you see the Varnashram system, even different ashrams are divided based on this principle, the interaction between the opposite sex. So out of the four ashrams, all three ashrams are barred completely from associating with the opposite sex. Sex is completely banned. Only one ashram, there is a regulated license to have this activity. So see, even the Varnashram system is so restricted when it comes to the interaction between the man and the woman, because it can cause the highest bondage. Because that restriction is really good, because that helps us to focus on Krishna. So the whole idea is to focus on Krishna. So when man and woman are separated, then it becomes much easier to focus on the spiritual activities. So when we see in our society, there is strict guidelines how to interact between the man and the woman. Those who are in the monastic orders cannot freely interact with the opposite sex. There is strict guidelines. One cannot joke with the opposite sex. One cannot have a casual chat with the opposite sex. One can have sufficient conversation to perform our devotional activities. So that is very much restricted. One can interact, but just enough to perform our devotional service. Otherwise, it is completely banned, because that helps us to focus on Krishna. Because that is the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness. We need to develop attraction for Krishna. So anything that causes distraction, we need to avoid. So even talking about sadhana bhakti, Srila Rupa Goswami says, smartavya satatam vishnu vismartavya na kechit sarva vidhi nishetayoho etayo eva kinkara. That is the whole purpose of sadhana bhakti. Forget about highest aspect of devotional service. But even in our sadhana bhakti, even in our regulated devotional service, we are supposed to think of Krishna all the time. Can we fathom this point? As sadhagas or potential sadhagas, we have to think about Krishna all the time. Smartavya satatam vishnu. Vismartavya na kechit. Never forget Krishna. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. Prabhupada emphasized so many times. So this is the point coming from Srila Rupa Goswami. Remember Krishna all the time. So if our mind is distracted by the opposite sex, how is it possible to think about Krishna? We all have this experience. If the mind is agitated, we cannot think about Krishna. So this is, and if you are thinking about Krishna, then the mind is not agitated in both directions. So here, the ashram is a support system so that we can think about Krishna. Here, there are principles in the Grihastha ashram also. Why? Because the focus is Krishna. And we can develop that attraction for Krishna. We will see the very important point in this purport, that Kashyapa already had the inclination to engage in the sexual activity. And when he got provoked, he got succumbed to that activity in a wrong time. So here the point is that we all have lustful desires in our heart if we are not pure. We all have that. Now what happens? If we are in a wrong circumstance or we got persuaded, then all these things comes out. So it is just looking for an opportunity to come to the exterior. It's already there. If nothing is there, if heart is completely pure, then if one is placed in any circumstance, this agitation will not come to the surface. But since the mind, it's internally, we have this sinful desires, when the right opportunity comes, this desires pop into the surface. For example, when we were kids, we were not agitated by the sex desire, right? We may be with the opposite sex, no problem, we were not agitated. But when the body is ready, when puberty comes, when the body is ready, then what happens to the mind? Mind actually follows. The body is ready, then the mind follows. The mind becomes filled with lusty desires. And we cannot just stop it. We cannot just curb it, but just by our force. And even if one gets older, one thinks that one's desires will go away. It will not. There is a very interesting verse by Shankaracharya. Angam galitam palitam mundam dashana vihinam jadam tundam ruddhoyati grihitva dandam tadabhi namunchet asha pindam. Angam galitam means the body has completely deteriorated. It is very weak. Angam galitam palitam mundam, and the head, everything is very, body has become very weak. Dashana vihinam jadam tundam, and the mouth, there are no more teeth. Dashana vihinam jadam tundam. One needs some support. You cannot, you know, one needs some soup or something to drink. One cannot even bite. Dashana vihinam jadam tundam. Vrdhoyadi grihitva dandam. One has become so old, cannot walk with two legs. One need third. That is dandam. One need a stick, walking stick. Otherwise, one cannot move around. But there is one thing, everything is deteriorating, but tadapi namunjet asha pindam. But once the stock of desires, that is, there is no deterioration for that. That is just expanding. So even if one's age progresses, this desire cannot be really controlled. Unless and until one is performing devotional service. So this is the position of the living entity in this material world. It's completely shackled by the lustful desires. So that is called the Maithuna Agara. Maithuna means the attraction between the opposite sex. Agara means the effort. One is captured, one is shackled by these desires. And it is complete, because all the, by this attraction, one tend to fulfill all the desires, all the senses are being satisfied, especially the experience of tactile senses, tactile experience. Then one's mind is getting satisfied by the opposite sex attraction and the interaction, and finally the ego is getting satisfied. So if you see why Kapildev says it is complete, because the senses, mind and the false ego, everything is getting gratification. So one is captured in all different possible ways. It's not just in one way. The senses are captured, the mind is captured, and even the false ego is captured. So in that way, by this, a living entity is shackled. So this is material existence. So in fact, this attraction is an energy of Krishna. So Kapildev says, it's a very interesting verse, that Kapildev says, Balam me pasya mayaya. Balam me pasya mayaya. Kapildev says, see my energy. So whose energy is this? Okay, one may think that the female has the captivating potency. Or one may think that Jiva has the potency to captivate a man. Or a man can think that he has, that Jiva has the potency to captivate a woman. No. This potency doesn't belong to the Jiva. Whose potency is this? It is Krishna's potency. It has to be remembered. That's why Kapildev say, Balam me pasya mayayaha. It is my energy. Me. It is my energy. It is Krishna's energy. So one is captivated by the illusory energy because it is Krishna's energy. It's not our energy. We don't have any potency to captivate anyone actually. It is because of ignorance we think, okay, we can captivate someone. It's not possible. It is just Krishna's illusory energy is captivating. So he says, Balame Pashimaya, Sri Maya Jaino Disham. Sri Maya in the form of woman, he is particularly mentioning woman's form. Sri Maya Jaino Disham. Even a person, Jaina means one who can conquer Disham, all the different directions, even he can be completely captivated by the opposite sex attraction. Then Kapildev says, Ya Karodi Padakrantam. Ya Karodi Padakrantam. And this potency is such that he has conquered all the different directions, but still what happened? Padakrantam. Because of this attraction, a woman can bring him to her feet. This is the Padakrantam. This is the potency. So again, whose energy? It's not actually woman's energy, it is Krishna's energy. We had to see Krishna here. Just like in the pastime of Mohini Murthy. When Lord Shiva got completely captivated by Mohini Murthy, at the end, what did Shiva say? Shiva concluded, Oh my Lord, this is your potency. He actually felt attraction, appreciation for Krishna. So because that is actually it is Krishna's energy. So we had to, here also we had to see, when we see this verse also we had to see, it is Krishna's potency. It is the glory of Krishna. Because we want to enjoy separately from Krishna. So Krishna's potency is so powerful that it can perfectly capture everyone all the time. Bhruvi jimprena kevalam. Bhruvi jimprena kevalam. How? Bhruvi jimprena, just by the movement of the eyebrows. That's enough. One can be completely captivated. So even a great personality can be completely captivated by this potency. In fact, what happened to Vishwamitra Muni? Just tinkling of the ankle bells of Menaka, that's it. His meditation was stopped. He got completely captivated, he got married, he produced the child. You know, the whole story is there. What happened to Yayati? Yayati, he wanted to give protection to Devayani, and she was in a difficult circumstance because she had a fight with Sharmishta, and Sharmita, her friend, and Sharmishta threw her in a well. So she was crying, and then Yayati came there in the forest, and Yayati saw Devayani, and he wanted to protect, and in the meanwhile he was protecting or picking her from that well to outside. What happened? He got attracted. It is mentioned that it was a different situation. Devayani was Brahmin by birth and Yayati was Kshatriya. So even though the attraction was Pratiloma, the marriage happened in a Pratiloma way, still the attraction was very strong. So even that is enough to captivate. So this is the attraction between the man and the woman. Then here Srila Prabhupada writes, how to develop the strength. Because here Kashyapa didn't have sufficient strength to chastise his wife. He's from here it's mentioned, he started to speak pacifying words. So Kashyapa didn't chastise his wife, even though he knew what she was doing was wrong. But he didn't have the spiritual strength to do that. So this is our position as well in this material world. Even as practicing devotees, we need spiritual strength. Because if we don't have the spiritual strength, then we will also speak pacifying words. When Maya comes, what we speak? We speak pacifying words. And we get succumbed to those desires. So we need to be strong. And if we are not strong, we cannot chastise our own mind. We don't have the strength. Finally, it is said, to control the mind, we need dandam. We need to take the stick and say, you know, no, you have to keep quiet. So for that, we need the spiritual strength. And what is that spiritual strength? Spiritual strength is nothing but taste in devotional service. It is a very simple principle, rightly given in Bhagavad Gita from the very beginning. Param drishto anivartate. Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse so many times. Param drishto anivartate. So our strength to fight Maya is nothing but taste to serve Krishna, attraction for Krishna. If we have that, then we have the strength. So here, that's why a contrast is given between Kashyapa Muni and Vidura. Kashyapa didn't have the strength because he didn't develop the complete attraction for Krishna. Whereas Vidura is considered completely self-controlled because he had attraction for Krishna. He had taste in devotional service. So this is the difference between Kashyapa and Vidura, and that's why Vidura is addressed as a hero. He's a hero. He's a hero because he can control the senses. He's a sober person. So this is a contrast. Now we can think, you know, how can we develop this attraction for Krishna? In the purport to 331-38, the verse we quoted just now, how just by the movements of the eyebrow, one can get completely captivated. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada very beautifully explains how can we develop the spiritual strength and what is the solution to our lustful desires. How can we mitigate that? So Srila Prabhupada writes, in our movement, for this purpose, the most important aspect is worship of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So he says, this is the most important aspect in our tradition. If we want to conquer over the lustful desires, then we must worship Radha and Krishna. So that's why we are in the right place. We have Sri Sri Radha Vallabha. So when we start worshipping Radha and Krishna, then we start developing attraction for Radha and Krishna and their pastimes, their qualities, their activities. So this is the only way we can get out from the clutches of material attraction. There is no easy way out. Yes, Bhagavatam also says, different places mentioned, okay, one can use the Sankhya Jnana, where one can see everything as elements in different perspectives. That is a beginning. When you are trying to control our senses, yes, in the beginning stage, we may not have any attraction for Krishna. We may not be able to think about Krishna. Then we have to use our intelligence. Then we see, okay, according to Shastra, this is not good. One shouldn't really get captivated. Even if I have the attraction, okay, I won't act on it. And if the thought comes to our mind, okay, I'll control my mind. So this is the initial stage. So this is on the platform of intelligence. We are using the spiritual intelligence to control the mind and the senses. But as we go further in our devotional service, what happens? Our heart gets involved. In other words, our mind gets involved. If our mind gets attracted to Krishna, then we don't need to really use the intelligence so much. Of course, there is a backup of the intelligence. But when there is an attraction for Krishna, when the mind is going towards thoughts about Krishna, then it becomes much natural to control the mind and the senses. So when one is actually advanced, then the mind is already captivated by the beauty of Krishna. Then one doesn't have to use the intelligence so much because it becomes natural for us. So this is the progressive stage in devotional service. So as we progress, we can see, okay, we have to use the intelligence and also we have to develop this attraction for Krishna. So it's a combination of that. And later, it becomes more on the attraction side and less on the intelligence side, the pushings of the intelligence. Okay, don't do it, don't do this, like that. Because the attraction for Krishna is so captivating. So we talked about the movements of the eyebrows. It's mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. If we have the lustful desires, what do we need to do? Look at the beautiful eyebrows of Krishna. By meditating on the eyebrows of Krishna, one can conquer the lustful desires. It is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Vipramottarale drisho. It is a description of Krishna. Mukham smita vishalatyam vipramottarale drisho. Trijagan Mohanam Gidam Ityadiriha Madhuri. It is describing the beauty, the sweetness of Krishna, in which his beautiful smiling face, and then he mentioned Vibhramottarle Drisho. His eyes are always changing. It is restless. It is fluctuating all the time. Because that can captivate the hearts of the devotees. And Krishna's eyebrows are compared to Dhanu. Dhanu means bow. Dhanu means the bow. So Krishna's eyebrows are like the bows. And what are the arrows? Arrows are the sight. The vision of Krishna is considered just like the arrows. That can captivate the hearts of the devotees. So we want to be captivated by the eyes of Krishna. We want to be captivated by the bow-like brows of Krishna. So this is the way we can get detached from matter. So we can meditate on them. We can hear the description of Krishna's pastimes, how Krishna uses his eyes. Gopangana ganam apanga tarangitena. It's mentioned again in Nectar Devotion. Gopangana ganam apanga tarangitena. Apanga means the sidelong glances. Just Krishna moves his eyes in its corner, with that he can captivate the hearts of all the gopis. In Jagannath Dashtagam it is mentioned, Dukulam netrande sahachara kadaksham vidadhate. Have you heard this? Netrante sahachara kadaksham vidadhate. By this, netra anta. Netra means the eyes. Anta means the end. Just by the corner of his eyes, sahachara kadaksham vidadhate. He gives attention to all his dear devotees. So this is the supreme position of Krishna. So if we get captivated by the eyes of Krishna, then we don't have much problem. Then we are happy. Then we are peaceful. We need that peace of mind. If we want to progress in our devotional service, we have to be peaceful. Meaning, peaceful or free from opposite sex attraction. We have to be. Because when the mind becomes more and more peaceful in that sense, then we can engage our mind and the senses more and more in Krishna service. Then the service becomes more tasteful. So that is the eyes and brows of Krishna. Then it is mentioned here, one can get captivated by even the tinkling of the ankle bells of Menaka. We can hear the example of Vishwamitra. Similarly, we have to get captivated by the flute of Krishna. How can we get captivated by the flute of Krishna? The sound of the flute of Krishna? By hearing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So if we hear Krishna's name, if we try to focus on Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and if we hear about Krishna, and if we serve Krishna, naturally we become captivated by the sound vibration of the mantra. That's why if you go to any, chanting retreats, any japa retreats, all the advanced devotees, they say, focus on the sound vibration. Don't worry about anything else. Just try to focus on the sound vibration. Because ultimately, that is the only thing that we have to do. If you want to perfect our chanting, of course, we have to avoid the offenses against the holy name. We need to engage in devotional service. We need to hear about Krishna. And apart from that, when it comes to chanting, what do we have to do? We had to only hear the holy names. That is the only thing that we need to do. So that is our endeavor. Then there will be Krishna's reciprocation. So we do accept Krishna's reciprocation. But from our side, we need to do only one thing. We need to just focus on the holy name. We need to hear the holy name. That is the only endeavor that need to come from our side. That is enough. Rest Krishna will take care. Krishna will give enough taste to hear that holy name. So it's a practice. We need to just do that one activity properly. Then we can see that we can make progress in the devotional service. With that activity, we can develop attraction for Krishna. Mind can naturally move towards Krishna. So this is the secret of spiritual life. That's why Srila Prabhupada said that if we consider the progress in our devotional life, the most amount of advancement is made through chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because that is the whole purpose of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It is captivating the hearts of the people. Just like the sound vibration of the flute of Krishna is attracting all the devotees, animate and inanimate, Trijagan Mohanam Geetam. So it is attracting everyone, it is captivating everyone. In the same way, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it can captivate the heart of all the devotees. Because it is just a matter of time. So this is what we need to get to. And if we have that, then we have the attraction for Krishna. Then it becomes much easier to control the mind and the senses. A devotee is always careful to control his mind and the senses, but it becomes easier. It becomes a second nature. We think in our contaminated state that we know how to love. We really think like that. We know how to love. This is a contamination of the living entity. Actually, we don't know how to love. We need to learn how to love. If we want to know how to love, we have to focus on Krishna. If we don't, we don't know. Because Krishna is the master of love. Only He knows how to love. Because of our contamination, a living entity thinks that, okay, I know how to love. And they think that, okay, that is engaging in the sexual activity. So if you say to someone, okay, one has to restrain this activity, what happens? One gets completely agitated or angry. Because they think it is the natural propensity of a living entity. However, it's mentioned it is actually the sinful contamination. So the real master of love, loving affairs, is Krishna. It is mentioned in Nectar of Devotion that Krishna, He is the ruling prince in the kingdom of love. Many people can rule different things. People can manage different things. But when it comes to the loving affairs, who is the king of the loving affairs? That is Krishna. So if Krishna is Rasaraj, it is mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion. Kantapik kalahayate kochidayam kandarpa lekhan kochit karer samarpayati kochit vitanate kridaha pisarodhyamam sakhya bhedayati kochit smarakala shargunyavani hate santhim chapi anishasadi kunchandrapati shringara rajyottamam. It's mentioned, Rupa Goswami very beautifully mentions the six loving exchanges of Krishna. Kantabhi kalahayate. Sometimes Krishna picks quarrel with his devotees, with his the gopi friends. Kantabhi kalahayate kochidayam kandarpa lekhan kochit. Sometimes he writes love letters. Kandarpa lekhan kochit. Kare samarpayati kochit. Sometimes he is dispatching these letters. And sometimes what he does? Kridabhisarodhyaman. Sometimes he is ready, he is preparing himself to engage in the loving pastimes. Sakhya bhedayati kochit. And sometimes he is making peace with the gopis. And sometimes he is in union with the gopis. So Krishna is addressed as Smarakala Shadgunyavan. Smarakala. Smarakala means the six skills of the Cupid. So he is expert in the six loving skills of the Cupid. So in that way, Krishna is ruling the excellent kingdom of love. So he is the Kunjandrupati. He is the king of the Kunja. He is the king of the groves of Vrindavan. So Krishna is the actual master of love. So he is the master. He is the king of loving affairs. So if our heart wants to be captivated by Krishna, then we need to serve Krishna, we need to chant his names, we need to hear about him. Then it becomes very natural. So the whole aim of Krishna consciousness is to develop that attraction. So the more we get attracted to Krishna, then we become free from the sinful contamination. So it's a lifelong effort. And we need to take it seriously. Then we can move towards Krishna. So I stop here and see if there are any questions or comments.
What were the discussions that you not in this spiritual? Kashyapa was not as strong in this spiritual path.
Who?
Kashyapa was asking about the question.
So what was his spiritual practice that wasn't as strong?
In the further purports, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Kashyapa Muni was not a pure devotee of the Lord. He was more like a Brahmavadi, more focusing his attention on Brahman than the attractive form of the Lord. So that's why it is mentioned he didn't have the sufficient strength to desert his wife. Yes, Prabhu.
Just a small thing. You said to be affected to the sound vibrations.
Yeah.
But somewhere in Shastra they say you have to get lotus feet of the Lord. So what is the correlation? Sound vibration.
Sound vibration includes everything. If we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we will get attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna naturally. If we serve Krishna, we hear about Krishna, and if we chant Krishna's names, one gets naturally attracted to lotus feet of Krishna.
Change.
Same. It's not that one has attraction for the lotus feet of Krishna and there is no attraction for the holy name, or vice versa. Both happen simultaneously. Thank you. Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Which is the cause of the different levels of love that are identified?
What are the different?
Yeah, which is the cause of the different levels of love that are identified?
What is the cause?
Why there are different degrees of love?
Okay. What is the cause of different degrees of lust for the living entities? The cause of the lust remains the same. That is, because of ennui of Krishna, when the love got transformed to lust, then we are completely captured by the lust. So, that is, ennui is the cause of lust as a primary cause. And if you try to see why there are different degrees, we can see that, okay, we have different levels of envy also. One is, even devotees have some amount of envy towards Krishna because we are not pure. And according to one's activities, one is captured more and more by the lustful desire. So it varies according to the ignorance one, the living entity, is in. Is that clear, or do you have any classification you thought in the different degrees of lust, any particular thing that you thought about? Okay, thank you. Okay. Any final question?
In material life, sometimes we talk about this plutonic love. It's a not the love which is not related with exactly with this, the sense it is there.
Mm-hmm.
Is something which, for which many people sacrifice many things. So how it is this compared with this, the love we are talking about? Mm-hmm. Material.
Yeah. Basically, any attachment, any attraction separate from Krishna, it is classified as lust. Why is it classified as lust? Because the center is the self. The center is not Krishna. So generally it is said in the Krishnendriya Preeti and Atmendriya Preeti. Two things are mentioned in the Shastra. Krishnendriya Preeti is called love or prema. So lust means Atmendriya Preeti. So it can be one's own senses or the things which are connected to oneself. So still the object is satisfaction of oneself, one's extended selves. So the extended self can be person, it can be object, one needs different kinds of objects, so it can be anything. So this all broadly comes under the umbrella of lust. And here the specific mention is the epitome of that. So that's why Kapildev says, no attraction is as complete as attraction between the opposite sex. Is that clear? Thank you very much. Granthasya Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.